direct from the middle of nowhere to the center of everywhere. It's Beneath the Surface with Sean Murphy and Corey Cooper.
We're jumping straight into the intro this time, Sean. Do it.
Oh, what? Welcome to Beneath the Surface.
And you are?
I'm Sean Murphy with my co-host and friend Corey Cooper.
Man, I think we've actually stopped introducing ourselves in these episodes.
Yeah, we used to do that. I think it's in the intro music.
It is. But I mean, we need to be tough. See, I'm Corey Cooper. You're Sean Murphy.
I'm Sean Murphy.
This comes from very little experience operating either podcasts or radios. We basically threw ourselves into the mix and have now become quasi professional. Yeah. On-air podcasters.
Yeah, we're getting good at it.
As of this episode, we've done, what, I think...
32?
Yeah, I think, when this one airs, let me check my calendar here. Where are we at? 31, 32, 33? This will be 34.
Wow. 34. That's crazy.
It's a lot of podcasting, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of talking. We talk enough as it is.
Dude, I was in meetings all day today, normal, real meetings, trying to run the business.
Work stuff.
Talking all day long, like all day. And you and I are, for those, because it's, the podcasts are airing not when we're doing them. They're not live, obviously. We're in my office. I can barely see your face. It's so dark. We don't have the lights on. We need to get like candles.
It's kind of, we need candles. It's kind of like meditation for me. This is relaxing.
Yeah. I got the light on my computer screen. That's about the only thing we can see in this room. I am looking out over beautiful Highway 98 here in Destin.
I'll put that picture up that I shot last whenever that was. That was so people can get an idea of what it looks like.
But now, now we're professional podcasters, quasi-professional podcasters. Let's throw that in there and make sure we set
this is our
straight.
Side job. We're professional.
This is the side job of the side job.
Yeah. We do lots of different things.
We do. Today we're going to talk about a cool thing. It's a new product that we just launched earlier in the week from when this podcast is airing. It's our latest, greatest intro into the stand-up paddleboarding scene, particularly in our brand, the Breeze Gator Shell.
Yep.
This is a cool board. We're going to talk a little bit about today about just, the design, the board, and then about why we did it and who it's used for without getting just so, kind of questionnaire deep. But Sean, I think you saw it for the first time really on our branding, annual branding photo shoot, right?
Yeah, we were, I was getting prepared for, for me, it stood out. We have so many boards. what's the total count of the amount of
total,
boards?
So we look at our board designs, and that's a good thing. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to jump in and you can get back. Mm-hmm. We have... On the hardboard side, we have five different board models, Mm-hmm. Inside of that, there's different colorways. Same thing on the inflatable board side. There's five different models there with up to four different colorways. So, roughly 60 is boards.
Yeah. So if you can imagine 60 boards kind of out, and we have this, when we get ready for shoots, we have a marketing area where we kind of gather all of our things we're going to need for that upcoming shoot, and in this case, about 60 boards. Well, the new Breeze boards kind of stood out to me visually from the others because they have a slightly different shape, and they just looked unique and cool to me. I'm a surfer. Mm-hmm. I've been surfing my whole life. To me, it looked like a fun-shaped surfboard.
These are certainly a back to the basics.
Yeah, it's a cool, product. It's really cool, and it just has just looks cool. And I don't know if I should talk about this now, but we finished up a 3-day branding shoot last week. It was balls to the wall for three straight days. Well, the last day we were in out here in a local spot behind this restaurant called the Crab Trap, and we had we get waves here, but this day was offshore and the waves were spectacular, about shoulder high and just really lining up. And we had this guy Mike and another guy Michael Hall, who we shoot a lot, and Logan, who works with us, and Mike, and they were out surfing on the breezes and they were ripping. And I was like, holy shit, because generally I think of paddleboards as kind of being like a pig on a wave. Like they're just, you can do it, but they're not super sexy and they don't move real good. They're just like, it's like riding a door on a wave, which can be done. It's just not fun. So when I watch these guys, you know, taking off on, you know, and doing bottom turns and roundhouses and off the tops and laying down and doing, you know, all these things, I was like, man, the thing looks awesome.
Yeah, well, also start with that, which, by the way, I mean, it's, you know, primary use is not surf. That's
right,
not
right.
But the idea is, and this is going to sound really kookish, you know, from a terminology perspective, but we were writing the VO for the video, and one of the phrases that came up was flagship of fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it sounds really, you know, like just quirky, goofy, zany. But I mean, when you think about, yeah, when you think about, like, you know, something like Parliaments of Funk or some terminology like that. I mean, that's what this thing is, man. It's like, you know, it's the flagship of fun. And I mean, I know it sounds, again, very just sterile, but the idea behind the Breeze on the Gator Shell side, which, by the way, for those of you guys, and I'll jump into the technology here in a little bit, the Gator Shell technologies are hard boards, not the inflatable boards. The idea was that it was the icon of simplicity. You know, some of our boards have a lot of features. You know, they're feature rich. They got a lot of innovations, from the paddle sheath, where you know go hands free with the paddle.
Yep.
Tackle rack receivers, stash pods to hold your drink, traveling clips to be able to, you know, carry the board, which the Breeze has. But the Breeze is a very stripped back version of this. We actually introduced the concept on the Aero boards, our inflatable boards, this year in 2020 with the inflatable Breeze. You know, and the idea there, again, just a dialed back, you know, icon of simplicity of our Aero boards. For people that just wanted, you know, no frills, bare bones paddling experience. And the upside there is that it's a more affordable board. Not because it's made cheaper.
Less stuff.
There's just less
put
stuff,
on it, less man hours,
I mean,
to make it. That's just
become, it just costs less to produce. Mm-hmm. And you are sacrificing some of the innovations and features of some of our premium boards. But if it's of no concern to you, then that's the board for you. Mm-hmm. Couple that with the use, you know, some of the use, you know, the benefits of the Breeze in the design phase, where we wanted it to be stable, right? We wanted it to be a stable, easy board to paddle. So it needed to, you know, be able to balance someone on it. We wanted it to be, you know, kind of a nice balance of size and weight. It is our smallest stand-up rigid paddleboard. It comes in a little over 10'7", right around 10'8". It's 33 inches wide, and it's got more what you were referring to, Sean, as a tongue depressor shape. You know, it's got the fun shape of a more rounded nose.
Yep.
It's got the concave deck so that it tumbles down to little thinner rails than our other boards, which helps it perform better in the surf. It's for a female, specifically for females, it's going to be a great all-around board. For a male, you know, those over 180 or more, it's not going to be your most ideal board for just paddling in a river. But if you've got, you know, experience and you want a board that is great, you know, as a cool little fun board in flat water or something you want to take out on the, you know, in the coast, you know, and surf with, it's a great board. I mean, Mike, wait, 220? 215?
210, maybe?
Yeah.
Big guy, like a lion-looking guy. He was kneeling and paddling into waves, then jumping up without touching the board with his hands, doing crazy stuff I had never really seen before. He was paddling into surfing. He was doing all kind of stuff. Very nimble, and he's a big guy, like had a, you know, big built guy. And so,
and that was right after, by the way, just the juxtaposition of we were at Morrison Springs the day before. My 11-year-old son was paddling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loved it. He said that was his favorite run. Then you had Jeff, our VP of marketing, who's 6'3". Mm-hmm. I don't want to see. He's a skinny guy. He's 6'3", but he's probably, I don't know, 200 pounds, mm-hmm. you know, 195. Mm-hmm. you know, paddling it perfectly, yep. And more height, unstable. Yep. Zach, our sales director, 215, mm-hmm. loves it. Again, different experience levels. I'm not telling you it's the best all-around board. I think the best all-around board for we make is the HD.
HD.
By far.
Yep.
You know, if you're picking one board and you're like, HD. I want to go all in, get the HD, yeah. no problems, yeah. no questions asked. Yeah. But the Breeze, is it's got a unique it's got a unique stance in our line. I really like it. I like the way that it's shaping up. Everybody, we had great feedback. I mean, obviously, everybody that was on the shoots with us were paddlers.
Yeah, I almost feel like even for me, and I'm a hardcore fisherman, and I surf and I ride surfboards, but I feel like that board, if I was going to have multiple boards, I'd have an HD and I would have that Breeze.
Yep.
Just because I just feel like it kind of covers all your different, you know, your different
its terrains. Deficiencies. If I had to give its deficiencies, are that you can't really use it for, like, it'd be tough if you started loading down coolers on it mm-hmm. and using it to fish.
That's your. I'm going to the beach with a couple of friends. I'm throwing it on the sand. It's durable.
Back to the VR rote. We called it. You know, we use the word pure paddling. You know, the perfect experience for pure paddling. Because that's it. If you just want to have a
simple, good, you throw it on your car. It's not and the size. It fits on surf racks. You can handle it. No matter what your kind of size and strength is, it's just an all-around cool, fun board, and it looks really cool.
I mean, you know, transparently, we had a lot of requests. As soon as customers started seeing our Breeze Aero, the inflatable version, I think they had an idea that we were going this direction, mm-hmm. you know, on the rigid side as well. And, you know, it's tough because you don't want to frame it in. For me, I don't want to frame it in as, you know, there are a few keywords we use for this board, you know. Affordable, quality, durable, style, and mm-hmm. easy. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the five, you know, elements of how we've framed this board in. It's not just the entry board. You know, I don't want to throw that out there that it's a crappy entry board. Price point wise, it's an entry point price point, but there's kind of two ways to go. If you want
your wife Magda, when we were at the Springs, not to cut you off, but we were sitting paddling and she was on the board. She looked at me and kind of smirked and she's like, I keep telling Corey, he's making this stuff is way over the top nice for its price. Like you're going, you know, so the price is good, but honestly, it looks like a premium board. You're just premium. Missing
we're
a couple of
that in a minute. So it's not like
you went down on the you know certain things to make it cheap.
Correct, but in this sense, you know, like from an entry, and I'm going to touch on the entry level. You know, those of you that are looking into getting into paddling, I would still say, you know, the Flood is, you know, it comes in two different sizes. The Flood does 10, mm-hmm, 6, and mm-hmm. 12 foot.
Yep.
You're going to have more functionality out of a Flood from being able to do a variety of things, from fishing to more capacity, weight capacity, just bigger boards, bigger people can do it for the price point. So both of them are really considered, you know, in our brand, the entry level price point. The Breeze is just different. It's like a combination of like the old Grambler, you know, the surf board with the Flood.
Yeah.
But it does that really well. Yeah. You know, that pure paddling aspect.
And like if you're like a certain size person, like maybe your son Tristan's age, 2 years from now, that's like, it's a smaller.
It's killer.
It fills a gap that we needed to fill.
So, you know, I don't think it's another thing too. It's like retrospectively, you're like, oh, this is cool. We couldn't have made this board as nice as we have made it, as quality as we have made it without doing all the other things first. So it's like the chicken and the egg deal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we couldn't have sold this board for how we're selling it, for what we've got in it, unless we did and did all these other things really well. You know, specifically our gator shell construction. I don't know if we've ever talked about gator shell on this podcast, but gator shell is a proprietary construction technique that we developed, essentially taking, you know, thermoformed plastic sheets and turning them into a stand-up paddleboard. As of before 2016, most of our boards were traditional fiberglass composite with some carbon and some Integra and epoxy layups, which are, you know, a thermoset. Essentially, the classic look from the look perspective of how you make surfboards. In late 15 and 16, we started developing our thermoform process, which was going to be a proprietary innovation. that we wanted to take the soul of our epoxy, which was the wood inlays, the graphical inlays, all that stuff we did on epoxy, and combine that with the physical properties of ABS plastic. You know, the impact mm-hmm. resistance, the consistency of the molding, the weight, the strength, and carry that over and combine it with the aesthetics of the fiberglass. So we developed a way to essentially infuse what I call that soul, that look and technique into plastic. And we were really the first people to offer an aesthetic, whether it was a wood design or a print design, inside of a plastic product. And if you look at any of our competitors at the time in the space, it was solid colors, white, blue, mm-hmm. green, yellow. It just looked real amateur,
right?
Elementary, not amateur. Amateur is a bad word.
Rudimentary,
elementary, primary, mm-hmm. basically. And the same is said too on the kayak rotomolded side. So for me, I felt as long as it looked like plastic, it was going to just scream plastic.
Yeah.
So
it was a pool toy.
Yeah. So it was important for me to develop a technology that we could have that had soul. The second piece to it was seamless. You know, one of the telltale signs of plastic is there's seams.
Yeah.
Either in rotomolding or thermoforming, you get the seams. So you know that it's been molded and fused together.
Right.
So we created a process that took two halves, compressed, molded around a molded foam core that was bonded with basically Kevlar, it's attaching to two shells. Then we filled the seams and sanded them with, currently we're using a blended carbon fiber and Negra composite to fuse the rails of the board, which is the size of the board. Like I said, and the Breeze has it too, carbon fiber Kevlar rails combined with thermoform top and bottom shells that have a print inlay, either wood or full tracks pad that like they're on the Breeze. And, it finally pops out a seamless board. So the Breeze in this sense is an offspring of building that technology for our premium boards, our mm-hmm. HDs and Rackhams and Floods. We could have never developed this process for just this product. You know what I mean? Just the Breeze.
Yep.
And mentally, it wouldn't have made sense either. It's the chicken or the egg thing. So
it's reaping the benefits of all the other.
Exactly. So we're able to Magda's point, fortunately offer a kick-ass high-end board in a rad package at a great price.
Yep.
And I'm stoked about it, man. We just released it earlier in the week as the launch of this podcast. We think we're going to do really well with it next year. If any of you guys out there listening to the podcast, I'm sure we've got a significant amount of people that have boards that are listening. None of you have this board, unless you walked into a store yesterday and bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd highly suggest check it out. It's cool. It's going to be different. It's one of those, to you, what you said, Sean, it's like an arrow in your quiver.
Yeah. Me being here for almost a decade, I still only ride one board. It just fits my lifestyle, but this will be one that I think will fill that gap.
Keeping your truck.
Just keep it on my truck with some Kanu locks, whatever those locking straps are. Surf comes up, whatever. I want to go for a quick paddle. It's ready to rip. It's simple and easy, and it's just a great all around board.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about it. So check out. Go to our site. I don't have the web address because I'm not up to snuff on all the whole web stuff. But just check out boatboard.com. I'm sure it'll be on our homepage. Mm-hmm. Search to the Breeze. If it's not on the homepage at the time you go to it, just go navigate and paddleboards, Breeze Gator Shell, Breeze Hardboard under those two navs, and you'll find your way to it and check it out. I'm sure we'll have a Facebook Live talking about this and everything else. So excited to talk to you guys about it.
We should have done a Facebook Live when we were doing the surfing. Dang it. Well, hopefully we'll get another chance at that.
Maybe we can do it there. We should do the Facebook Live from the beach again and have it out in the water.
We can do it. I'll be out on the surf with them. We'll do a Facebook Live.
That'd be rad.
That'll be cool.
That'd be cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks for checking out another episode of Beneath the Surface. This one was a little more tactical, but we hope you found it entertaining at the least. We didn't go off on our crazy stories, just more more focused, I guess. Yeah. Well, actually, we got a little off in the beginning of this podcast, but All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in, and check us out for more later.
Thank you.